ऑस्ट्रेलिया में वियतनामीज खाना काफ़ी पसंद किया जाता है। इसका जायका उम्दा और कीमत मुनासिब होती है, लेकिन SBS की जानिब से की गई एक तहकीकात के मुताबिक इस खाने की कीमत कम होने की वजह इन अफराद का इस्तेहसाल है जो ऐसे रेस्टोरेंट्स में काम करते हैं। इनमें से कुछ की तनख्वाहें $6 फी घंटा भी हैं। गुज़िश्ता माह SBS के एक रिपोर्टर ने मेलबर्न में एक नौकरी ढूंढने वाले शख्स का रूप धार कर 20 वियतनामी रेस्टोरेंट्स के दरवाजे खटखटाए। एक खुफिया कैमरे के जरिए उनका तजुर्बा इस तरह सामने आया।
I'll keep your salary for 1 week. The salary this week will be paid next week in case you quit the job after some days.
Can I ask how much you will pay me, please?
No, don't ask about the wages. I don't hire you. Training $120 per day cash, pay every week. You will work for me for 12 hours per day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
But my previous boss paid me $17 per hour.
Huh? $17 an hour for a waitress? I can't pay you that high.
अक्सर तालिबे इल्म ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने के बाद ऐसी जगहों पर नौकरी के लिए जाते हैं। SBS से बात करते हुए कुछ तालिबे इल्मों ने अपने तजुर्बे का इजहार करते हुए कहा कि उन्हें तनख्वाहें कम मिलती हैं और अमूमन $8 से $12 फी घंटा से ज़्यादा नहीं होती। एक सावका बैन अल-अक़वामी तालिबे इल्म हेलन नोविन ने एक रेस्टोरेंट पर सिर्फ $6 फी घंटा पर काम किया।
They said I was too young and that they felt sorry for me. So they hired me and paid me $35 a day during the training period. I was so happy. I didn't know the minimum wages in Australia were about $16 or $17. They promised if I worked hard for them for a long time, they'd pay me more. And then I realized the business owner was making fun of me.
SBS ने काफ़ी तालबे इल्मों से बात की जिनका तजुर्बा ऐसा ही था। मेलबर्न की एक तलबा एगी फैन ने एक कंबोडियन रेस्टोरेंट में काम करने के तजुर्बे के बारे में बताया।
She treats me like an animal. I don't think it happened to me, and it happened with a lot of international students. I don't think I could become a victim of the exploitation. Like I don't have a right. Even I went to toilet. They monitor me. Even I don't have a right to eat at lunchtime. When I cry and tell my father, and I feel a little bit like look like I yeah maybe I made a wrong decision when I come here, and everything happened. It's not like my imagine about Australia, especially Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the most livable city in the world, but it did happen.
ताज़ा एदाद-ओ-शुमार के मुताबिक तकरीबन 4.5 लाख से ज़ायद तालिबे इल्म ऑस्ट्रेलिया दीगर ममालिक से पढ़ने आते हैं। इनमें से तकरीबन 22,000 का ताल्लुक वियतनाम से है। सन 2015-16 में फेयर वर्क मुहतसब ने इस किस्म के कई केस हल किए। फेयर वर्क का कहना है कि वो बैन अल-अक़वामी तालिबे इल्मों को पेश आने वाले इस मसले से आगाह हैं।
The agency is focused on ensuring more is done to ensure culturally and linguistically diverse business operators understand and comply with Australian workplace laws. We understand that there are cultural challenges and vastly different laws in other parts of the world, but we want to increase awareness that it is essential that all businesses operating in Australia understand and apply Australian laws.
Ek talib ilm ne naam na zahir karne ki surat par bataya ki jis restaurant mein unhone kaam kiya unke malikan ne ye bhi samjhaya ki agar koi Australian taxation office ka numainda aa jaye to usse kya kehna hai.
They paid me $8 per hour, cash in hand. I had just arrived in Australia. I had no idea about labour law and I had no qualifications. I accepted to work for any wage in order to support my parents in Vietnam. When I worked there, my boss taught me that if anyone came in and asked, who am I must say I'm a family member helping a brother to take care of the restaurant and that there is no staff here.
एक और तालिबे इल्म लॉक लैम का कहना था।
When I worked for a restaurant, I saw they had two financial notebooks. In an official book, they listed a few employees. For example, if there were 10 staff for one morning shift, they only wrote down 4 people. But in another notebook, they recorded the right roster of 10 people. At the end of the financial year, they would submit the fake notebook.
फुर्स्क्रे एशियन बिजनेस एसोसिएशन के सदर विंग ला का कहना है कि छोटे कारोबारी मराकज के दरमियान मुकाबला सख्त है और कीमत कम रखने के लिए वो तनख्वाह कानून के मुताबिक नहीं देते।
Most of them are family businesses making profit by selling their own work. They want to sell their products with a competitive price, and so they must find ways to hire cheap labor. Small businesses are facing a competitive market, and in order to survive, they do wrong things.
Unka ye bhi kehna hai ki aisa sirf Vietnamese community mein nahi ho raha. Melbourne University se wabasta Jo Cheong ka bhi yahi manna hai ki muqabla sakht hone ki wajah se aisa ho raha hai.
A cultural complicity, and that's one of the hardest things in terms of moving forward. So it's not just employers and their representatives not coming forward to speak. The workers are not coming forward to speak. Some of them are really in breach of the visa because they're working excessive hours. Yeah. So they think that if they bring a complaint to the federal ombudsman, that the ombudsman is going to pass on information to the immigration department, and then therefore they will be susceptible to deportation.
لیکن ان کا اصرار ہے کہ مالکان کو تنخواہیں قانون کے مطابق ہی دینی چاہیے.
It is quite clear that it is the employer's obligation to ascertain firstly what the legal entitlements of the workers are and to make sure that the employer complies with those entitlements. It's not for the worker to insist upon the entitlements. It's not for the worker to actually advocate for the entitlements.
سیلویشن آرمی کی جینی سٹینجر کا کہنا ہے کہ طالب علموں کے ساتھ ایسا رویہ غلامی کے برابر ہے.
One of the reasons it's difficult is so many international students are vulnerable and feel scared to reach out for help. They don't know who they can trust. They don't know what will happen if they reach out for help. So it's a very difficult number to measure.
Unka kehna hai ki hukumat ko is masle ko hal karne ke liye mazid iqdamat karne chahiye.
International students make a lot of money for Australian educational institutions. They make a lot of money for, you know, as part of the kind of tourism. They contribute so much to our economy, and yet so many of them are being used and abused right in our own neighborhoods. So it's certainly a group of people that deserve respect and support, acknowledgement for the kinds of abuse that's happening, and we need to be doing something about it.